You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and French President Emmanuel Macron have led talks to bring an end to internet platforms being used to spread extremist messaging and behaviour. The two leaders co-chaired a summit in Paris, France, to address the issue, bringing together world leaders from Britain, Canada, Ireland, Senegal, Indonesia, Jordan, and the European Union, alongside representatives from several major technology companies including Twitter, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon. Both New Zealand and French leaders used the summit to launch the Christchurch Call, a pledge by leaders and companies to stop all hateful content. The pledge is named after the 15th of March terrorist attack in Christchurch, New Zealand, which took the lives of 51 people and injured dozens more. The gunman responsible for the Christchurch mosque massacres live-streamed his actions on Facebook for a full 17 minutes. Prime Minister Ardern says sadly the attack illuminated the need for new policy to ensure violent content is immediately removed.
The social media dimension to the attack was unprecedented. And our response today with the adoption of the Christchurch Call is equally unprecedented as well. Never before have countries and tech companies come together in the wake of a horrific attack to commit to an action plan that will deliver collaboratively work and new technology built to make our communities ultimately safer.
While Mr. Macron says the attack showed the world just how easy it is for extremists to use the internet as a weapon to further spread hate and encourage violence.
What happened at Christchurch isn't just a despicable terrorist attack. It's the internet transforming once again into a machine of mad propaganda, which assists in fracturing our society and in creating a war of all against all, an objective which is sought in equal measure by Islamic terrorists and extreme right-wing terrorists.
Social media giant Facebook was heavily criticised following the Christchurch terrorist attack for taking so long to remove the stream and for not better regulating hateful content. The Christchurch Call includes a crisis response clause, which would allow all violent images and videos of an event to be removed immediately after it occurred. Facebook has pledged its support for the Christchurch Call, announcing it will block users who break its rules. That sentiment was echoed by several other technology companies. Google executive Jacqueline Fuller says most technology companies want to ensure they are creating a safe online environment where everyone feels welcomed.
We're here to listen, we're here to engage, and we're really looking forward to the dialogue. We think that these are principles that everyone, including Google, can get behind, and we can come together with governments to make sure that we can reduce harmful content online.
Ms. Ardern says the pledge by many technology giants to support the bill is a significant step in stopping the spread of extremist messaging. She says while stopping violence from being streamed is one aim, ultimately she wants to challenge the global community to end all hate.
Ultimately, we want to be in a position to prevent harm in the first place, to make sure that lives aren't lost. And that's why contained within the text we also talk about the role that governments have to try and eliminate radicalisation and eliminate ideology of hate. And those are much harder questions, but that ultimately, I think, is what the Christchurch test is. Can we stop the broadcasting, but actually can we stop the hate in itself?
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.